Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast,
as seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favorite comfort fragrance.
Okay, Amber, there's my life hack of Velux windows, but what have you got for us this week?
Well, I'm going to start with a little clip. I want you to play it and give me your answer afterwards. How nice is this?
If you just take the wrap it around your hair like this and go down like this, it completely takes out the frizz. There is a video of me doing it to really...
Weird is that?
It's basically the metal chargers take the static out of your hair. So it's short term and it's
so
quick,
clever.
But it totally removes any fuzzy frizz.
Okay, so frizz removal by...
I know it's something you struggle with quite a bit yourself.
Oh, listen,
yeah,
you know, when your hair is like 2 centimeters long, I mean, frizz is just your biggest enemy.
Nightmare.
I do know for you and for Maria and for my daughters, my sisters, my wife, frizz is an issue.
It is, yeah, particularly this time of the year when it's a little bit on the humid side of things.
Fair.
It may not be warm, but somehow humid.
This person said, I was trying to work out what, because you cleverly beeped out what it was, but then I was trying to work out, but then initially I thought it sounded like it was like popping candy, but obviously that's not what it is.
No. Tinfoil. So you can have your lovely Dyson hairdryers, you can have your expensive shampoos, you can have all of the many, many, many creams, oils, serums, and everything else that I put into my hair.
Yeah.
And then I leave the house and it looks as though I've been dragged through a brush backwards. Anyway. But yes, apparently tinfoil is the key to stop frizz. So this is Sarah Jostle. She was on, she's from the Sunday Times. She was on this morning.
Right.
During the last week, and she shared her very cheap, her hair hack, which is so cheap. Well, so like...
Well, because you have it in your house.
Yeah. And you can buy it for next to nothing.
Yeah.
And what she did was she took a square piece of tinfoil, wrapped it around her hair, and then just dragged it through. And then you can see it in the video. Her hair is super sleek.
So, have you tried this?
No.
I'm
absolutely going to try it tonight and let you know how I go on tomorrow.
Okay. Has anyone else tried tinfoil to remove frizz? You can let us know on
087-411-1012. It does make sense, because you often see, I don't colour my hair, but you'd often see people in, like, tinfoil is used quite a bit in hair care anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You use it for, like, colour and stuff. So, I don't know. There's definitely some sort of thing with aluminium and hair.
And whatever else.
I will report back. And if this is the case, game changer.
Any hairdressers want to offer some scientific insight as to why this might be the case? You can let us know on 087-410-102. Nice hack, Emer.
Thank you. I do have some big and upsetting news. Now, I know there was a lot happened yesterday. Obviously, we had Claire's big win at the All-Ireland Hurling Final. Some guy decided he wasn't going to go for a job anymore.
Jim Biden or someone?
He was in Parks and Recreation, that guy. So the big news about Joe Biden. But actually, the biggest news of all, I think, has flown under the radar because of all the other news. So, last week, Maria and I were chatting about this, sitting around the office, because, you know, we like to gossip from time to time. And she was saying she'd heard rumours that Kim Cattrall was coming back to us and Just Like That.
Oh.
So for people who don't follow this, Kim Cattrall played Samantha Jones in Sex and the City. The show ended years ago. They brought it back to this rebooted version. I'm not personally not a fan, but lots of people do really enjoy it. It's called And Just Like That, and it follows the remaining girls, so Carrie, Miranda, and Charlotte.
But not
Samantha.
Samantha was Kim Cattrall's character.
So there was a whole off-air. There was Rez. She basically came out and said, we were never friends, only ever colleagues. Her and Sarah Jessica Parker apparently don't get on. Then, at the end of Series 2, who appears but Samantha Jones? Over the phone, but it's shot. You see her on the phone chatting to Carrie Bradshaw, apparently recorded separately.
Don't be in the same room or anything like that.
No. And she got paid a bomb for that, an absolute fortune. So people are like, the rumor is Series 3 is coming back soon. She's going to get paid $1 million an episode, which is, to put in context, that's what they were earning at the end of Friends.
Right,
like, that's what they were earning, $1 million an episode. So this would be huge money to do this. And everyone was going wild, going, Samantha Jones is back. Because I do think for a lot of people who did like Sex and the City, that's the thing that's missing. It was always the four of them, and now it's kind of all a bit weird.
Yeah.
But she shot it down last night.
Oh.
Yeah, so a fan on X tweeted it, or X or post or whatever they say, shared the article and said, I'm so excited about this, blah, 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 blah. And she said, oh, that's so kind, but I'm not coming back.
So even though they could possibly shoot things in separate rooms,
you can do anything
whatever,
these days.
She's just not having it.
And then my final thing for you today, and I'm leaving this to last because I feel like this is going to maybe ruin everyone's day.
Oh, great. More so than Samantha.
So, you know, I love a game.
You do?
I love a game. I love the New York Times games app, and I'm a nerd and I don't care. I do the mini, I do the big crossword, I do connections, and I have now new game. Actually, I do Letterboxd as well. My day is filled with games.
Yeah, I don't know how you get anything else done.
No,
when you're
it's really
this,
tricky.
But it's
I
very
spend
impressive.
A lot of time just before I go to bed doing it. But I was put onto this new one, so it's called Strands, right?
Strands.
So it's essentially a big word search. So it's okay. Kind of, it's a couple of letters across, I can't remember now, like 6 or 8 letters across and down, and there's all words in the middle of it. But there's a theme. So for example, today's theme was making waves, which is super vague.
Okay, so would you think sea?
You think sea, you think boats, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to give any spoilers in case people are playing, playing it already.
Yeah, of course.
So then within that word search, you have to find, there's 8 words within it. You have to find the themed word. So for example, it could be canoe or kayak or any kind of boat or whatever. Yeah. But you can find other words within it that'll help you. So you might
find... they mightn't be the ones you're actually looking for, but they could help you along the way.
Exactly. So you might find like a these or an earth or whatever.
And the more you get of those,
they bank them and they'll give you a hint. I think once you get 4, and they'll show you one of the words, but not how it's constructed. So then you have to go, why would a Y, an A, C, H, or, you know, they'd figure out what the word is. And then there's a spanogram, which is a word that runs throughout the whole thing.
What?
The first time I looked at it, because my brother sent it to me, and he's like, you'll love this.
You'll love this, right?
The first time I looked at it, I was like, and I'm one of those people, if I don't get it, I'm like, that's a stupid game.
Not going to play that stupid thing.
And my other half was like, no, I think this is what you do. And now it's legitimately the first thing I do every morning.
Strands.
It's on the New York Times app. You can play it on the computer. I just tried it there.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.